Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, happy Monday. Welcome back to another episode of Monday Mail Time here on the Paranormal Activity Podcast channel. These episodes are all about you and your paranormal encounters. My name is Michelle, and each week I'll be dedicating an episode to you and your stories. If you've encountered anything paranormal, extraterrestrial, or unexplained, we want to hear from you. Oh, it's the male owl. Hello. Right on time. Thank you very much. Had this in from Cameron on WhatsApp. Thank you for doing these podcasts. I really enjoy listening to them. So I want to recount a sighting my wife had in a forest not far from us. The forest is known as Bramshill Forest, and during lockdown we would go for our daily walk. So one day when we were there, and this was during the day, down one of the trails we saw three hooded figures in a circle. But they were halfway in the ground, and they were dressed in dark coloured hoods. But we couldn't see any faces. We turned around and looked back, and they were gone. We weren't scared, just more curious. Now, being a paranormal investigator, this twitched my ghostly senses. So, a couple of weeks later in the evening, my wife took the dog over to the forest and down one of the other trails where we always feel like we are being watched. My wife reported seeing this humanoid-looking figure on all fours cross the trail further ahead. It had elongated arms and legs, and luckily it didn't pay any interest in my wife or the dog. The strange thing is, the dog didn't react. But as you can imagine, my wife was really scared, and to this day she refuses to go over in that forest. There's a train line not far from the forest, and we looked online, and train drivers have reported spotting something running across the tracks. We typed in the description of the creature, and it perfectly describes a rake. Since that incident, I've taken my paranormal equipment over, and through the Ouija board and spirit box, we've had the spirit of a lady and the name Ian come through. Ian confirmed he was murdered there in the 80s, but I couldn't find any official reports for this. Anyway, I would love to know your feedback for this. Oh, Cam, goodness me. The mystery of Bramshill Forest is so intriguing. Really makes you think about those people. A forest is such a lovely place to wander, especially when there's nobody else around and you have the deeply calming surroundings. They do say that nature has got a lovely way of healing, don't they? I often like to take myself over the local woods on a wet, drizzly day. The trees offer a little bit of shelter. The birds and squirrels don't seem to mind. They carry on with their business. I just walk, taking in the sounds. Birdsong, a gentle breeze, the crunch of twigs underfoot as I stroll. All the worries of a fast-paced life slipping away. Oh, I've got this sudden urge to go over there now. Ancient woodlands often have mysteries attached, and I'm not surprised you headed over there to explore with your equipment. There must be some listings for this place at the local records office. Maybe they've got an archive, some photographs or newspaper cuttings perhaps. Now, I'm sure you've done your research on the surrounding area, and my first thought is that near to the forest is Bramshill House, which once upon a time was used as a police college. But before that, there are several incidents to note. There is quite a lively history to the house, and it may well be that ghosts that are said to have haunted the house might also roam the local countryside. Stories linked to the house include a bride who hid in a chest during a game of hide-and-seek, the clergyman who accidentally shot their staff member with a crossbow, and a man who lost his life after they fell from a train. As you say, no reports for a murder in the 1980s, but do keep looking. Maybe you'll find the answer when you least expect it. And do let us know of any other places that you've explored. Have you been to the Bramshill House, perhaps? Do share with us your findings if you have. So, what did you guys think of this story? Have you had a similar experience? Get in touch at contact@paranormalpod.co.uk or reach out via WhatsApp at 075 999 27537. It might be your story I read next time. As always, Yvette is back on Thursday with the main episode and again on Saturday for the bonus episode. I'll be back same time, same place next week. I'll see you there. Have a lovely rest of your week, a happy Monday, and remember, things aren't always as they seem.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.